It's the Community Spotlight. During the Thanksgiving season, when food can be a big priority, we're hearing from students in the U of A's Food and Agri-Marketing class. Instructor Emily Dunn gave them the task to collect oral histories from family members.
My name is Talon Cook, and my oral food history report is titled What's for Dinner. I decided to reach out to my grandfather, Harold Dean Melton of Davenport, Oklahoma. Harold was born on a small farm in July 19, 1941, and is currently 78 years old. My first question, Grandpa, what kind of foods did you eat growing up and where did you get them? He says all their meals were straight from the farm and garden. Livestock and poultry was mostly what Harold's farm raised, with the occasional hog or two. The garden was fairly large at 2 acres, which provided a lot of vegetables and plenty of chores for him and his 4 siblings. The vegetables that he recalls for the most part included tomatoes, beans of all sorts, carrots, potatoes, onions, cabbage, and turnips. Harold said they had a tradition of chicken Sundays. This is where his mother, Rachel, would go out back and retrieve a chicken and process it to have a meal of fried chicken, mashed potatoes, carrots, and his favorite fresh homemade rolls. Next question I wanted to ask was, in his perspective, how have foods changed from what you used to eat and what is now available? The first thing that came to his mind was that portion size. He says most things were available back then can still be found or made today, but he says everything seems bigger now than then. I asked him if he believes that this is due to an advancement of technology and the ability to make food more efficiently. He says, more than likely. Another change he noticed was after the World Wars, new foods started showing up in the United States when soldiers came home from experiencing different cultures. Most notably to him, pizza. He recalls being a 19-year-old sophomore at Oklahoma State University and road tripping down to Oklahoma City on the weekend with some friends just to get some pizza. New Orleans Cajun-style gumbo is his favorite dish today. He says he could eat it every day, but it is best on a cold fall or winter day. I am very grateful for this opportunity to sit down with my grandfather and get a deeper understanding as to how he grew up and his childhood. This assignment is more than just a grade or a check in a box, but a bonding moment with my grandfather that I will always cherish and never forget.
An excerpt from the oral food history, What's for Dinner, by Talon Cook in the Food and Agri-Marketing class at the U of A, led by instructor Emily Dunn. You can listen to this entire series by going to KUAF.com and clicking on the Community Spotlight under Programs.